Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you have printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, flight.
Okay, retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Ginsey,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Hey, and it's good to be back. And there, a little bit of audio issues here. Wait for that recording to go fully off. Sometimes when you play the BTR jingles, you go to talk and you get a little bit of static. There we go, that's finally off. Anyway, I'm John Almada, your host here on SoulStream. It's been a while since I've been back, and eventful times here on the Broken Tree Ranch, and a lot going on. My father's situation has kind of necessitated doing the show as I can do it, and also things going on the property here. Today I was out mowing the back 40 with a new string mower, and we had a lot of grass, and my eyes are very evidential of the pollen that was out there today. My eyes are just red, really red, so I'm drinking a lot of water, and I keep rinsing my eyes out, so bear with me. It's been a long day. It was hot as heck here. I actually mowed from about 8 o'clock till noon, and went through three tanks of gas on that thing, and I still got about another probably 2 days worth of mowing to do to get the fire danger down out here. Yeah, we live in a very very severe fire danger area here in Shingle Springs, so it's a big deal to get out there when you can and get this stuff done. So anyway, I see quite a few folks out there Saturday night here, audience. Let's see, Carrie All Me. Kathy's Distant Echoes. Hello, Kathy, my co-pilot. She was filing her nails as the launch took place. It's true. Deb Schiller is here. Hello, Deb. Deb S. I saw you today on the other show I was on today. I'll talk about that later. Eileen S. Hello, my dear. Nice dolphin there. Giraffe Angel. Hello, Giraffe. Big hug to you. Gina's here. Got a special song for her already sitting here waiting. Gina's bad song. Let's see. Let's see. Jeannie Marie is here. She's up late over there in the eastern coast of these United States up there in actually not East Coast, but she's in the South, and it's hot there, I take it. I'll bet it's really hot there. So, Missy K, 321, and good to see you. Katama, a couple of new name there also, and Teresa Sixberry, you were there in the show today, that another loyal listener there. And Tim Zuhl, our paranormal investigator and filmmaker, good to see you. And to all the other lurkers out there, we know you're out there. Thank you for dialing in. Tonight, just getting back into doing stuff, you know, getting back to doing my mediumship on air, Going to have a little fun with some maybe some audio recording. Who knows? We'll probably do a game. We'll probably do something where we have people do some guessing on psychometry. I gotta say it better. I usually say it this way. Psychometry. Yes. Viva the psychometry. You like it? Yes. So we're going to do that. And what else? I'll talk about some of the stuff that happened today. I was a guest on Elizabeth Rose's show today. And, oh, my God, what a technical challenge it was. And I was afraid tonight's show, for me, was going to be tough because there was all this echo stuff going on with Skype, and it was just awful. And then Elizabeth's PC was just dying on the vine. Four times during the show we got knocked off, and we stuck it out for 2 hours. I mean, we were troopers, and we made that show work, by God. So to Elizabeth, big hug to you, dear, and thank you for having me on your show. And I got one reading in through that whole thing. So if I can read under those conditions, by God, I can read under anything. So we had a good time, though, and I am going to say something. I'm going to try to figure out how we can get a computer for Elizabeth, because that thing she's on ain't good, and she's a great host out there on Z-Talk Radio. If you ever get a chance to go out there and listen to her, she's got several radio shows out there. You know, she's Emmy, and then she does her paranormal radio show that I dialed into, and One World, I think it is, or Our Worlds. Yes, Our Worlds. And so, you know, the poor lady, she's been going through it, and it's hotter than hell out there in Phoenix, and she needs a better computer. So I think we should figure out what to do about this. I'm looking through my pile of stuff, see what we can do. It at 12:30 in the morning, I'm screaming harp. Kathy, what's going on? Are they trying to control your mind? Are they going to control your mind? What are they doing to you? Yes. Now she's laughing. There she goes. They control our minds. They're going to make us walk around like zombies. So you consume, yes. Buy stuff. Save the economy, yes. Anyway, let's see. We've got one caller already, by gosh. So we're going to get into doing some readings here. Let me think about what else. I may try to do a show tomorrow. Normally Sundays I do interview shows, and I didn't have anybody slated. So I think what I'm going to do, I was looking around here in Studio A, which I'm sitting in right now, that's finally cooling down because it was hotter and Dutch blazes out there. Yes, California gets hot. And so I'm blowing cool air in from the outside with my trusty fan here. But I will do a show tomorrow, I think, with the Ovilus. So we'll pull the Ovilus in and do some work with that, and do some readings with maybe some EVP analysis on air, do that kind of thing. So anyway, the number is 646-478-0377. We'll go ahead and do whatever. Open mic night, we'll just call it that. If you want to call and talk, do readings, or you want to talk about whatever, come on in, and we'll do that. Let's see, we have a new guest who's come in. Grayfeather is here. Oh, that's a nice name, Grayfeather, yeah. All right, so we're going to go ahead and bring 847 in, and I'm getting used. Before I do that, I decided just on a lark to try the new studio that Blog Talk has, and I really like this. It's really well done. A little weird to get used to because it doesn't have the stop button the way I would expect on the different audio clips and stuff. So it's a little weird, and I'm going to take some time to get used to it, but I really like the polish it has. The on-air thing is just neat, and you know, the stream left, you know, counter and all that stuff, and there's all kinds of things. So, but I saw 847, and we have a 920 that just came in, and this is another weird thing. They are doing it out of order. So the 847 went down to the bottom, but they were first, so I'm going to bring them in. So here we go, 847, you're going to be on the air, and here you are. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Priestley.
Hi, Priestley.
How are you?
I have had between crazy stuff happening at the house, a father who disconnects internets because he's convinced that the world is trying to get to him through the internet because he's taking some meds that are making him a little weird, and just general insanity. It's we're doing pretty good.
Good.
How about you?
I am fabulous. I was I don't have internet, so I was calling in to listen, and I had myself muted, and then I heard 847. So they must not have the hands up on the new board. Maybe that's why I went to the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know. I see like a little. It's kind of new here. That's why I didn't know. That's actually right. I've got the mute. I've got a screen here. I've got a hang up, but I don't see a hand up. So I don't know if Kathy. I don't know you, Kathy. You've been using this potentially, right? And if it does have a hand up thing, I sure as hell don't see it. All it's got here is just these basic controls, and I think that they're probably going to get yelled at so much they're going to have to put a hand in there. Because I honestly didn't see the bloody thing. I was just reacting to the – I was just like grooving on the screen, you know, totally. Wow, I got a new screen, man. I love this.
Yeah, I've not been on Blog Talk in a while as a host, so I've not seen the new setup yet.
Yeah, they I know they ballyhooed it a little bit. I heard something about it just in passing. And you know what? I mean, since all this stuff has been going on with data the last about 3-4 weeks, I've been really just not even paying attention to hardly anything other than dealing with Ranch stuff and making sure he gets taken care of. So this is the first. You know, I just started kind of popping on and listening to other people's shows. So I was with Kathy. I got on and did a reading. Oh, Kathy says here, the hands are now the yellow question marks, John, and Carrie is new as well. Okay, Carrie is new as well. Have we got a new Carrie? There she is. She's new, all new, Carrie. Okay, good to see her. All new, the new improved Carrie. She's here. Everybody talk to Carrie. Okay, so that's what that is. I see. They got the little question. It's like a little caution sign. Instead of a hand.
Oh, that's good.
It should be. Why don't they put a hand up, for God's sake? That's like the most confusing thing I've ever seen. Okay. Well, all right. That's weird. So anyway, what prompted you to call, my dear? What's going on in your life and all that stuff?
That's
still there?
Crazy. Yeah, I'm here. I've had a crazy couple of weeks. So, like I said, I was just calling in to listen. But I lost my sight, and my best friend is choosing between heart disease and liver disease. I thought I was supposed to be in Texas, but I'm still in Arizona, and it was 110 here. So I'll go take my laptop the next time Elizabeth wants to do a show. I'll just go over to her house with my laptop. And her and I can do the show together because I'm not far from her.
Well, she had a hell of a time. I mean, it was terrible. And I suspect that she's having trouble with the motherboard on her computer because, man, I mean, that thing was just, you know, we were getting all these strange echoes. And I have a feeling that the mixer capability and all these things on that system was causing the whole problem. So, you know, I'm going to look at what I've got laying around here and maybe bundle up a care package and send it down. Because, I mean, that will let me Jesus go through it. I'm going to try to get out. I've got it basically, you know, with Dad the way it is. It ain't going to happen probably during the summer. But if things look a little better by fall, what we will do is I will hop in the Mustang and drive out to Phoenix and see all you guys. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I will do that. Yeah, so I want to definitely get some paranormal investigation in out there and do a couple of cases while we're there and just, you know, spend a week. That'd be fun. You know, I'll go around and, you know, freak everybody out in the state of Arizona. So, you know, like I did last time. Yeah. And then, there's like a convoy chasing me out. So, it's been like... God, last time I was in Phoenix, I was there when I was there for a computer training at HP in 1996. That's the last time I was there. I flew out and had a great time. And actually, no, it was not 96. It was 93. 1993. It was before before my fateful marriage. And what was that show about the dinosaurs that came out that year? Jurassic Park. I saw Jurassic Park when it first came out. Yeah, I went out and saw, it was the big thing to go see. So I after class one night, I went out and saw it by myself and loved it. And I found out one thing about Phoenix is, like, all the people come out at night. It's like a nocturnal city. You know, it's like uber hot and nobody goes out. And then they come out at night. Yeah, so then they got really big eyes. You know, they evolved that way, you know, so people could see in the dark. It's really different there. Yeah. They're kind of, yeah, so I don't know. You must have big eyes.
Do I? My eyes may have gotten bigger while I've been here. But I come out at night. Well, I don't come out when it's 110.
Yeah, I hear you. So, yeah, and here you are dialing in. So, but I'm sorry I picked you with your little yellow sign not up instead of your hands. I got to get used to that. My caution sign was not up for you.
It's all good. I'm always willing to talk to you. You know that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you doing that. You know. So, but do you want to just listen in? And I'll.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just put you on the mute thing, the jigger. And if you raise your hand later, I'll pop in and talk to you some more.
Okay.
Okay, my dear.
All right. See.
Big hug. Okay.
Big hugs.
All right. We have a 200. Number. I think this is a Skype number, and if it turns out to be, okay, 200, whatever you are, Skype, hello, are you there? You had your hand up. Going once. Going twice. Huh. Nobody there. All right, I will just, let's see, what Kathy is saying here. Well, I'm going to leave that live just in case this person went to the bathroom or something. And I am not seeing. Well, that actually, I think, you know what that is? That's me. That's my alter. I'm still getting used to the screen. I dial in on two numbers. I have my master control number, which is I dial in through a different telephone. Put that on hold, and that's the backup number. And then I was just seeing this 200. I had another caller out there who did dial in. So if you want to call in, whoever you are, call back in, and we'll definitely put you on air. It was like a 9-something number I saw out there. So anyway, let's go ahead and see what Kathy had to say here. Third button on the yellow bubble is the screening button. You click it onto yours, and you click onto the one you want, and it puts you in a different room for you to check them out. Love it. Reduces trolls. It's Troll Reducer. Okay, so I'll try that when I'm a little less adventurous, or more adventurous, actually. John is trying to get himself to talk, and now there's a new concept. John's paying attention to the chat. Yes, it's weird that I would do that, isn't it? And I'm hoping one of you suckers are going to call me. God. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to Priestley and find out what she's doing. Self-interview, yes. John, how are you doing? Well, I'm fine. And how are you, sir? It's been crazy here, and I've been mowing lawns. Well, is there anything psychic about that? Yes, actually there is. Yes, I was rolling over dead people in the from the 1800s. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, how would you feel if you were being mowed over? Okay, well, yes, Gina, I want you to call. Call me at 646-478-0377. That's what. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, well, if you guys aren't going to call, what I'm going to do is go ahead and pull executive rank. We're going to play a game and do a little psychic stuff, get you guys involved in this. So we're going to do some psychometry, and let's see what we got here that I can use. And so I have several things. I'm just kind of grabbing things at random. Ah. Yeah, I think we're going to go colors first because that usually works good. Deb Schiller, I usually call him, but I thought I'd be good. I'll call him John. Well, that is my name. Fox Foxy, can't get sound, reload and clear your cache. Tell everybody, if somebody can type that to her. So anyway, we're going to do a little bit of psychometry, and then I'll talk a little bit about some of the mediumship training I'm going through. And we will go from there. I'm actually starting a mediumship group, by the way, before we jump into the game. I will say that much. And that's going to be in July. So I had attempted to do that last year before I got sick. And what happened was I got sick. And then all these things have been going on. So we have two people already slated, me, myself, and I, and another friend of mine down in Roseville, not too far from here. And we're looking for two more members in and around the Sacramento area to be part of our mediumship group. So we are hoping to get at least one more to get things started. And then we will get into doing that on a kind of a weekly basis, or down the road at weekly. We're going to try every other week to start, kind of get into our groove, and it's really to develop our skill sets and really get better at what we do. And I was on Kathy's show the other day, you know, talking about some of this stuff, called in, and she had a really good reader, and I don't remember the gal's name, Kathy, but that gal was right on the money. She just keyed right in on me, didn't even know who I was, and just started, bang, just out with the stuff and specifics, and was just really good. So really telling me not to take things so seriously with it all. And I was taking things seriously. So I've kind of lightened up and just having more fun with it. But at the same time, a little practice didn't hurt. So we'll just have some fun every 2 weeks trying new things and working with spirit. And they seem to like that. One other thing, too, is in the study, in the class I'm in, which is from, I'm dealing with a lady named Carol Nicholson, who's my teacher, and she runs from a website called ImagineSpirit.com. Yeah, Barbara DeLong. Yeah, I see that, Kathy. And I've been taking I took the basic course, finished that, and I'm in advanced, and I just finished that, and it went through 2 weeks solid of just concentrated study. So what I've been doing has been doing all the exercises now, going back and doing all the meditation. Yeah, I saw that. Barbara DeLong was the gal who led me there, and she's very good. Kathy, she's got a website. Maybe everybody would like to see that because I really recommend her. She really knows her stuff. What ended up going on here, I mean, I'm going through all the exercises, and I've also developed an interest in the overall theory and of chakras, how chakras work and what they are, which a lot of people, you know, you ask them what a chakra is and they start to hem and haw, and it's an energy center in the body that connects different dimensions of from different basically planes of existence or universes, whatever you want to call that, to the human being. And so there's these seven major energy centers, but there's more than seven chakras. A lot of people don't know that. There's a lot more of these things throughout the body, but the seven major centers are what people mostly know, and these are the things that to focus on when you're doing spiritual development. So Kathy says that Barbara has a show on Monday nights as well under Barbara DeLong or Nightlight. Okay, so we've got that. But anyway, we're going to do the game, and so still no colors, so we're going to go ahead with that. We're going to do colors. Okay, everybody, we're going to do, Gina says 13 chakras. Yeah, okay. 13, huh? I like that. It's a magical number. I have in front of me an object, and we're going to do first colors, and then we're going to do shape, and then we'll do the actual object. So the object I'm holding in front of me, I'm really concentrating on sending this to you. Just kind of clear your mind, take a deep breath, everybody, and I'm going to do the same, and I'm going to focus on sending color, and just call it out when you feel you've got it. And I'm going to give you guys 1 minute, starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So anytime you get the color, just type it in there. We'll see who gets it. Keep going, guys. I'm not going to call right or wrong. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But I will call out if someone got it ahead of everybody else. Okay, less than 30 seconds left. Keep concentrating. Ooh. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay, the color was green. And actually, one of you got it even a little more specifically, but it looks like we had one person, Deb, I believe, got it right off the bat. And no, not actually Deb, but Fox Foxy got it. I mean, yeah, immediately. So very good. Who else got green? We had Tim did teal, which is actually the real color of it. It's kind of a teal color. So it's, but it, you know, I'm going to call it, it's like between teal and green. So it's a flashlight. I shouldn't have said it, but it's a flashlight. And I use that just getting back and forth to the ranch here. And it's got this, it's a metallic kind of green. Yeah, Fox Foxy, you got it first, Fox Foxy. Yep, you're the one. And let's see, she saw it hours ago. Really? Wow, you see that far into the future? Cool. Let's see. So green is all the grass. So all of you said green, very good. Everybody, you're a winner for trying. But it's a skill development that you have to just keep at it. And it's a game that you can play for yourself. You can actually put things in a basket and have somebody to work with you and do these things. Teresa got it too. I said green when I called you Jerry. What? I don't recall my name being Jerry, but okay. So anyway, we had a bunch of winners on that one. That's very good. We're going to go to a new color, and this one is a little more challenging. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to start to concentrate right now, and I'll call out the time, and we're going to go in, here we go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin. Just call out the color when you think you've got it. And I am sending with everything I got here. Deb, green all around you. Yeah, I remember something about that. Irene says purple, maroon, black. Kathy says black. Tim said black. Pale blue. Yellow. Mauve. Quinny says blue. Okay. 10 seconds remaining. I like putting time on this. Kind of puts you guys on the spot. Quinny says blue. Okay, 3 seconds, 2, 1, stop. Okay, I'm going to nobody got the exact color, but it's kind of one of those in-between colors. It's my K2 meter that I'm holding, and it has a kind of a grayish blue. So a lot of you who got the blue were good, but I'm going to give black also to you. I have a specially modified K2. And on the other side of this K2, I've actually got this on a YouTube video. It has its own audio. You can hear that. It has an audio capability that I put into it, modified it here early this year. And it has a black, a special black speaker built onto the front. So those of you who got black and those of you who are saying blue, I'm going to give that to you. And it does have some other colors on it, but these are the primary colors, so I'm going to go with that. So very good. You know, again, you guys are really on top of the mark, and you're doing great. Let's do one more, and then we'll move into some other stuff here and maybe try to get you guys to send to me. Oh, my God. Oh, goodness gracious. What is he going to do? Let's see. I am going to look for something here other than black, because there's so much of it around the studio here. Good Lord. Okay, I'm going to go with this. This will work. Perfect. All right, here we go. We're going to start right now. 2 seconds. 1, begin. I'm sending. Type any time, whatever you think the color is. Let me extend it a little because I kind of jumped right into that. But guess the color. I'm sending as much as I can. Ooh, we got a red. Okay. Orange, lavender. Keep sending. I'm going to extend it a little bit. I'll give you guys 90 seconds on this one. And I will give no indication if you got it or not. Okay, you got about 30 seconds, guys. Keep typing. Just first thing that comes to mind, never edit. Never edit. Just type. Let's go with it. We got a couple of reds there. Got orange, a lavender, another orange, blue. We got a rainbow. Oh, Dad, you can't do that. I'm going to give you 30 more seconds because you guys, we need some more guesses there. So if you can, if you just get it in your head, then go for it. Gray. God, Tim is going rainbow. Black, blue. I kind of cheated because I told you guys nothing black. So I can tell you that there's no black in this. Give it 10 more seconds here. Red felt, no, not the object. It's, well, the color, yeah, but it's not a pin. Okay, not a, well. Jeannie Marie got cream, and actually, that is it. It's actually, it's a remote control, and there were two primary colors on this. There is a red LED, which a lot of you picked up on, and then the cream color, whitish, but it actually is more of a cream. It's, you know, the standard kind of plastic whitish color that's not quite white, but it has a little bit of, kind of colored like cream. So right on the money. Jeannie Marie is pretty much the winner on that, followed closely by all those who saw the red, and the red is a fairly good-sized LED. It's a Radio Shack alarm unit that has a remote control. So pretty good. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to ask folks that do want to call in, 646-478-0377. I feel the need to read, so do call in, and we'll do some readings and stuff. I'm going to keep going here, though, while we're doing this until I see somebody call in. So let's see. And I'm going to take a drink of water. Jeannie, yeah, that was pretty good. I mean, did you just go with the first thing that came to mind? Gray got red tip. Yeah, so all the reds did pretty good. I kept saying, I see no. It's no it's. Tim's like, that's weird. Oh, and Frank's here. I see Frank. Frank, I'm going to be doing the ovulus tomorrow. I know you like that. So I'm going to bring our ovulus in and hook it into the mixer board and go from there. And so, Jeannie, yes, yeah, you saw that right. Teresa's going to be right back. We got a pretty full audience tonight. I'm really glad to see all you guys. Good to be back on the air. We got all sorts of listeners here. And so good to have you guys in the audience and playing our games and stuff. I am going to take a brief break. We got 10:03. Going to be on for another 90 minutes or so. So I'm going to go ahead and try this new control thingamajigger on. Let's see if I can find a decent song. I think I'll play this one. We'll go ahead and play this, take a break. And again, if you're ready to do a reading when we get back, go ahead and dial in and I'll pick you up on the return fly. Here we go. We're going to do a little less talk.
I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little drive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. I what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a bit less talk and a lot more action.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Hydrated, and you guys are having fun in the chat room there. Yeah, I love that song. I like romantic songs. I'm not kind of an old softy that way. So good to be back. Talk to you guys a little bit about some of the stuff going on here. It's Soul Stream Central. Been doing the meditations I was talking about, and I had a question for a lot of you guys. I had something happen to me during meditation that. I couldn't quite explain. I was doing third eye development exercises, and I had a very clear impression when I was in this meditative state of, and it was like it just came out of nowhere. This image just appeared, and it was as real as it could possibly be. It was of a set of two gates opening up. And it's amazing how these things happen. As I've done more development work, these things tend to come in, and you don't, it's not you doing it. You know, it's definitely not your directed imagination. It's coming from another source. And so what I saw were these two gigantic gates opening up into essentially nothingness and then just disappeared. And so I don't know what the symbology for that meant, but kind of putting it out there to you guys, if you want to answer me, you know, either in chat or drop me a message on Facebook, I'd sure appreciate that. I am reading a book, and I'm going to kind of pop this out there off Amazon. I'm reading a really good book on chakras, And it's called Wheels of Life, a User's Guide to the Chakra System. And it's by a gal named Anadia Judith. And she's, I think she's based out of California, not far from me. I picked up that book and been reading it on the bloody Kindle. Kindle. I've been reading it on my Kindle and just really impressed with it. And I was so impressed with what she had to say. I picked up one of her audio series too. Oh, that's what you think it is? The doors are opening to walk through? Yeah, it was just out of the blue. And it's what I'm noticing is when you do this kind of work, these symbols tend to come up. And sometimes you're just not sure what to think. I thought that it might be like an invitation or something. But I wasn't sure if there was some other possible meaning to gates, you know, other than the obvious, you know. It opened away from me as if, you know, they opened inward as if you walked into like a front door. It would be just like what you would do walking into your front door. You know, most doors open inward. So I was on the outside, and they opened in, and it was opening to me. So I really was, I found that interesting. Other things have happened. I've seen faces coming in, of especially of a woman who seems to come in quite a bit. Her face comes in, she tends to smile. And so it's very interesting stuff. You know, a lot of people could say from a psychological perspective that it would be, you know, the subconscious dredging up images and doing these things. But, you know, I sense a presence there. And, yeah, definitely door opening up. It's just such a neat thing. I mean, I never really paid that much attention to meditation until, you know, this last few months where I kind of had to stick close to home and, you know, and the shows were basically kind of on hiatus, you know, as I could do them. So I focused on this. And a lot has been happening. What I also have been noticing is the development has taken place. It has been a sense of openness in the top of the head, feeling like there's this energy flow. And it's the strangest thing. I don't quite know what to think of it, but you know, I've always had third eye and sensations in the third eye my whole life, but since I started doing this work, and there some of the exercises have it so that you actually imagine a beam of light coming through the top of your head, and that you're disconnecting negative attachments and you're blasting white light through the top and then all the way through, and doing a running current from the ground up and then source from the top of the head down. And it's the strangest thing. I walk around sometimes, and I'm very aware of it at times. Other times, it's like it's not so much there. But there are times, though, on third eye also, sometimes it just feels like there's just something trying to get out. And it's an extremely disconcerting at times. I don't know. It's not uncomfortable, but I'm finding it an interesting development cycle just to see, you know, these things happening. The other chakras, not so much activity, although I'm noticing different things are happening body-wise, different aches and pains that I never had before. And sometimes it's just, you know, you get a little sick feeling and then it goes away and you're going, where'd that come from? Other times I'm hearing tones. You'll hear tones come and go. And I think... Gina has talked to me about that. She has the same thing. So a lot of these things happen during these development cycles, and I'm just finding the whole thing fascinating. So Debbie Debbie's nodding off. Everybody help Debbie stay awake. She's going to hit me really good. She's nodding off. Oh, my God. Nods. The current from both ways. Yeah, that's actually one of the things in the chakra development that they talk about is grounding. A lot of people think of grounding as this boring thing you do. It's actually not. It's grounding earth energy can be pulled up and moves up through the chakras, all seven of them, and actually 13, as Gina says. And then source comes down through, and they're attracted to each other. And so these currents are used to actually fully activate, the whole chakra system. And one of the things I've been learning, too, is that the upper chakras in the past were really paid attention to more as the, quote, more valuable chakras to develop. Well, it turns out that the teacher I'm learning under, this gal that wrote this book, Anandia Judith, she really emphasizes that it's the totality of the chakras that all worked. Lost sound? Are we still, am I still on? I appear to be on. BTR booted John. I'm still on, guys. Am I, let me do this. Am I off? Still dialed in. Okay. Okay, Frank says he can hear me. Yeah, Kathy can hear me. I'm not going to do anything from Control Central here. So what we'll do is we'll take a brief break. I'll play some music and give you guys a chance to get back in. And, okay, lost sound refreshed and sound is on. So something happened at Blog Talk. You know, it's been a weird day with technology, a lot of strange stuff. And I'm going through Skype, too, and there's some strange stuff that's been happening ever since Microsoft took over. What's wrong with this picture? These corporate Microsoft people that are doing things to us. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so anyway, going through this whole thing, though, with the chakras, and it basically all seven of them are very important. There's no one chakra that's more important than the other. They are more of a layer upon layer of building up capability for an organism to function. And so each particular function from a sexual chakra, root chakra, all the way up to the crown, each has unique functions for an organism that definitely are needed and are part of what makes it possible to live. And so that's what I've been picking up on, and I'm really believing more that it's a more holistic, entire system kind of thing, not emphasizing, third eye is the one to do. It's all of it. So that's what's been going on with me with all this. No caller. I had a caller out there, a 9-something, when I did the song a while back, and then they disappeared off again. So they're kind of floating back and forth. Let's see, 646-478-0377. Definitely, I need to read, man. I feel like I need to read. I must read someone. Well, we must do this, yes. Someone was here earlier, hot energy. Tell it to advance to be recognized. The energy is intense. Yeah, the energy has been really intense with this. And I don't know. I don't know where this is going. Gina's going to stay off the table. I don't know. Oh, God. I should play that song. I still have it loaded here because she's a bad girl. Everybody knows that. So we're going to do that. But let's see. I'm going to talk a little bit about other things happen, too. There's been a lot of strange energy floating around, and I don't know for a lot of you what's going on, but a lot of conflict, a lot of people having upset. Some things happened in my life that were, not the best in the world, and I tried to handle it with as much grace as possible. I myself went through, some of you guys don't know, I dropped off for a little while because I was actually sick. I had a little bit of a downturn. Something suddenly hit me, and I needed to take about 10 days off to deal with it all, and I am better. So I got that dealt with, and it was a little bit of medicine to take care of me, and I was back fit as a fiddle. But when I got back, and I dropped off, and I got to apologize to everybody because I dropped off and didn't tell everybody where I went. And I found out the hard way that it's a good idea to tell people where you were. So I promise in the future, Scout's Honor, that if I find myself having to leave for a while, I will tell you guys that I have been, that I'll be dropping out for a little bit, and I will come back, and we will go from there. But Yeah, it was a really an interesting time coming back and then finding out all these things that had happened. So the thing is that I'm learning is that the energy shifts that are going on and the stresses in the economy, stresses in people's lives are getting to the point where there's a lot of strange energy going around. And I think the thing to do is take a deep breath and don't take it personal when these things happen. People are going to be going through an awful lot. I think with the economy the way it is and where it may go, you're going to really be sorely tested to have, you know, the patience and the energy and the ability to forgive, the ability to look past certain things. So an important lesson for me that I think a lot of people are going through similar stuff. What is this about bears going on? Caves are good. Bears are there. I'm on a runaway train here. Okay, what's going on with the bears? Is it the Chicago Bears? I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you guys are doing. I came out of my hole, well, retreated all week. Oh, so yeah, I mean, yeah, same thing. Gina, you went through it. Yeah, Kathy, were you in a well? John had to come and fish me out. Yeah, we were helping each other through it. It's definitely been something. You know, Kathy, I know you talk about quite on your shows quite a bit, a lot of the stuff that goes on. Well, yeah, first you guys told me not to read that I don't read the chat enough. Then when I read the chat, Gina's telling me to stop reading the chat. God, I think I'm just going to close the window so I don't see you guys. How about that? Oh, my God. Look totally for sure out here in California. Totally. God, I need a caller in the worst way. I got this huge audience, and you guys need to call me. Come on, somebody. I mean, otherwise I'm going to play more music and just say the heck with it. Or I'm up for another psychic game if you guys want to do that. I just can't win today. Read it, John. Read it. Yeah, that's it. John's blushing. No, I'm not. I'm just hot. I need somebody to pour cold water on me right now, make me cooler. It's still hot. Your hand's been up for 20 minutes? Oh, my God. We got somebody that's got a hand up. Oh, I wonder who this could be. 847, you're on the air. Who could this be? What's your name? Where are you from?
John, it's me again.
Oh, hey, Priestley, what a surprise. I'm not used to, I'm used to seeing the hand, and I'm still getting used to the caution signal. Yeah, I know, it's like warning me.
Yeah, I came all the way out to the pool so I could tell you that my hand was up.
Oh, you were in the pool?
Well, I'm at the pool now.
Well, hell, that's a thing. That's interesting. I've never had anybody call me from a pool. That's a new one. Are you like
in
the jacuzzi?
No, the jacuzzi's over there. There are people in it. I'm not in it.
Oh, are you dressed in your bikini or, you know, swim trunk or whatever you wear?
No, I have on shorts and a tank top.
Oh, okay. I just wasn't sure if you were doing a photo shoot because I know you're a famous model and all. So, you're going to hit me later. I know it.
I am, but that's okay. That's okay.
That's all right.
I was trying to answer your question about your meditation.
Oh, good.
And the game.
Yeah.
What I would invite you to do is, or I can help you with this because it's kind of some of the work that I do. Is go back into the meditation, go through the expansion, the nothingness that was there, and see what's on the other side. That'll give you your answer to what it's to, because that answer is inside of you, or else they wouldn't have shown it to you.
Yeah, it was really interesting because these visions are becoming more and more detailed, and they're not just some stick figure type thing. They were actually, you know, I could tell you that the gates were, it was I wouldn't call it like the gates you would see at Pearly Gates Heaven, but these were significantly big gates, you know, and kind of a steel bar kind of things. But kind of a, I wouldn't even say black, but more of kind of a silvery color for the metal.
Mm-hmm.
And And they opened very slowly and majestically. It was just really something. I sat there and watched that, and I'm going, wow, what is this? You know, and then it slowly faded away. The gate faded away. I didn't have any sensation of me going through them. So that's actually a thought. I might give that a try. Oh, and
yeah,
I see a 757 is dialed in.
Usually when doors and gates open like that, then there's that's an invitation for you to walk through and see what's on the other side.
Okay. I'm still picking this stuff up as I go. You know, I'm just used to naturally reading. I mean, it's so different to do a structured program, you know, where you're doing development and going through and learning the basics of the theory of why things are the way they are and all that, you know. So I suspect my guides are pretty happy with this, you know, that I'm doing this, but they're probably wanting me to not take it so seriously like the other reader, Barbara, who just said, you're pushing too hard. You got to just relax and enjoy the process, you know. But, I mean, you said you do this. What do you do?
Well, part of hypnotherapy is basically what you're doing is self-hypnosis. And you're taking yourself into a meditative state so that you can find the answers within. There's lots of work that can be done with it. You can, like the third eye stuff that you're doing, or there's, you know, releasing, and or there's, you know, a script that we do for seeing your future self or manifesting what you want in your life. I mean, there's just a number of different things you can do with it. There's past life work that can be done with it. And so what we do is we take someone into that meditative state and we see where it goes from there based on what they want out of the session. If it's, you know, walking through the gate is simple compared to some of the other things that can be done with it.
Well,
and there's also a part of it where you can dialogue, where the person can record what you're seeing.
Yeah, it's something I would dial up on the phone and then you would just talk me through it kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I might give that a whirl.
What you described with the light coming down, what we do is a process of taking that light and relaxing every part of your being and opening up your chakras. So that in connecting you to make that conduit between what's above and what's below to ground you, but to open up your higher self as well so that you can fully bring in all the information that you're looking for.
I'll tell you, it's been interesting because there's been such strange things have been happening. I mean, one of the things that came in about just after I finished the basic course that I've been through, I started into the advanced program, and all of a sudden I began having very vivid, clairaudient things going on. And I would go, and it tended to be only at home. What I was finding is when I went to my studio and was just kicking back, I'd start noticing I was hearing a woman speaking, and then I would hear a man sometimes coming through. And it sounded like they were underwater. I've generally heard clairaudient stuff where I've been on cases, you know, paranormal investigations. And usually when I'm having clairaudient stuff, it's because I've got some guy really pissed off spirit yelling at me. This was different. They were actually saying my name, and they were very calmly talking to me, and they would come in and out like a radio. I mean, kind of in the underwater sense, it's more like, you know, you hear bits and fragments of words underwater, you know, and that's kind of the sense I got of it. And so I had a couple of nights where they came in really clear, and you could hear exactly what they were saying, and then they would just fade out, you know, and it was maddening as hell. It's kind of and it seems like it goes in cycles. So I'm starting to find out why that's happening. But the last few days, it's been they've been giving me kind of a break, I guess, because I said, look, I'm trying to understand what you're saying, but you know, we've got to come to some agreement. You've got to get clearer because I'm doing everything I can to raise my vibrational level. But it's really encouraging to have that happen. I mean, is that a byproduct you've heard of from doing this work? You know, the increased clairaudience?
Yes. Yes, because you become more in tune with your guides and your higher self and whoever it is that is trying to speak to you. One of the things that I love to do that I try to do at least once a week is I've recorded a script for myself where I put myself in that state, and then I go and I talk to them. So I call everybody who's trying to have a conversation with me into a safe space, and we have a conversation, and I dialogue with them. That keeps them out of my head.
I see. So you're kind of setting the terms and conditions, rather, and putting it, kind of creating the space for them, and then it's a kind of a mutual consent thing.
Right. Instead of them bombarding me.
Yeah, it's been really weird. I mean, I woke up a couple of times, and I'd hear this guy talking, and I'm going, what the hell? So I'd get up and I'd go sit down and I'd try to go into a meditative state. And then it would just go away, and I'd be going, look, we got to come to an agreement if I'm going to work at this, but the woman seems to come through more often, and she tends to be, when I focus on her, she tends to stay, I've known I've had a woman guide for some time, and her name is Sarah. I know that much. So, but I'm trying to find out who the other guides are. And I know we have many of them. We have like a master guide, and then all these other ones that come through at various times, bring through different things that you need to be working on and that kind of thing. But, are you aware of the names of your different guides, or have you named them? I know there's different schools of thought on this with the naming, but what's your feeling on all this?
I am aware of some of the names of my guides, and some of them I'm not aware of at all. And I don't think that it's necessary for me to have their names. What's necessary is the information that I'm getting from them and how it applies to my life at that point.
Yeah. I mean, what do they tend to say to you? I mean, now that you've got such, a more open channel, what mm-hmm. kinds of things do they tend to talk about?
Well,
if I
recently,
so personal.
No, it's fine. Recently, it's been about getting rid of the, for lack of a better word, dark energies that were attached to me. I was, because of the lifestyle that I've led, I had a lot of spirits that would attach to me, and they were basically sucking my energy. And so I went through a process of getting rid of them all. I had one of my guides and a couple archangels come in and just kind of go over my entire body and get rid of the spirits that were attached to me. And with the work that you do, it might be worth, something looking into, because we go into these places and sometimes as healers we're not as protected as we should be. And this has been, and even if we're protected now, we weren't protected before. So for me, it's been a clearing of my body, a clearing of my vessel. That has been one thing.
Yeah.
And then getting used to it being my own voice in my head.
Yeah, I've had stuff follow me home, from investigations and things, and I've noted that there have been different entities that, from some of the work I've done, and I'm sure probably that some of that does happen where, that there is probably some attachments. I think all people have something like this, and when you went through the process of clearing these things out, did you feel a marked energy increase?
Yes. I felt 100 times better. It took a couple of days for me to get used to because I had to keep filling the empty space that they left, because I had a lot with the light and just calling in the light and calling in Archangel Bridget, who basically gave me a sword of light that, would beam down and protect me. And I felt empty because there were spaces that were missing inside of me. But after, the first couple of days, then I was fine. And I feel better. I feel more like me than I ever have in my entire lifetime. I'm happier. I'm at peace. The decisions that I'm making, I know are my decisions. I'm, you know, when I talk to my guides now, they're on the outside of me as opposed to hearing all these random voices in my head all the time. Like there's some committee up there.
And you're doing, now you're doing this work where you're doing hypnotherapy then and helping other folks with these kind of things.
Right, yeah.
This is cool.
It really is. I mean, I enjoy it so much. It's to see the shift in people, you know, when they release something, whatever it is, and then go into a place where they can see their lives as they really want it to be and see a path of how they can get there and then watch them walk into it is the most fabulous feeling in the world.
Okay. I may give you a call and talk to you about some of this after because I think that this is sort of, yeah, this whole path has been, there's been like this kind of a road opening up. And as I ask questions, I run into people who know, and here you are, you present. And it's just kind of the thing that's the kind of the stuff I've been needing to know, you know. Even though you take the course, it doesn't have everything. But what they encourage is practicing and then getting in and working with people and continually learning. And that's the thing is, a lot of mediumship, a lot of people think they know a lot, and the trouble is it's not that way. It's a continual evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I like John Edward that way because he talked about it in one of his last books, and he kept talking about the ego monster and that he continually is learning, and he keeps having to, he looks past, quote, the fame and all that stuff. And he's working more on just being a better medium, you know. And it's just it's always something to learn. So I'm definitely, I just wasn't satisfied with staying in the same level I was. I really wanted to grow, you know. And I figured with all these life lessons getting thrown at me, it was like, I think that's a kind of a message. And the other thing was I did get a very clear I got a very clear message from them. They said, and I know what this one guide came through, and it wasn't my normal guide. And it was a male, and what I got in the beginning of all this was, we're not going to carry you anymore. You got to work for it. And so that was kind of what kicked me into gear. I was like, oh, okay, I better get off my butt and start doing this. And I think they're liking that. So it was definitely a kick in the ass, if you will. So, and now you do this professionally, right? I mean, this is something you do. Okay. Do you have like a website?
No, I haven't. I noticed, I'll tell you something I learned about myself today.
What's that?
I am very intense and hard on myself.
Oh, God, join the crowd.
Yeah. And I actually had a friend of mine call me and do a life coaching session with me before the show today.
Yeah.
Because of that reason. When I told her, she said, what's going on? I said, I'm very intense. And she started laughing at me. She said, this is new to you? I was like, yes, this is a realization. She says, okay. We're going to handle this correctly. And so because of that reason, yes, I've created the website probably 12 or 13 times, but I haven't gotten to the point of publishing it yet. So it's been interesting oddly enough, that has not stopped me from having clients.
No.
I seem to attract people.
Yeah.
Just randomly.
Actually, that's not so much randomly. The thing I would get from you, just sensing, you know, I'm reading you a little bit. The thing is that's happening in the right measure at the right time because that's what you need. But I will say from a just from a technology perspective, now this is me as the web designer, web application programmer speaking to you, no website is ever finished. Okay, so, you know, if you feel it's not perfect, it probably isn't and it never will be, so just relax, enjoy it. Publish the thing. You know, even if you publish less than you would like to, that's even better. Just publish contact information and what you do, and then the rest of it can evolve from there. So just a professional hint. I have a lot of people who are perfectionists in my line of work who think that they can never publish it until it's absolutely perfect. And there is no such thing. And when you finally get it through to them, they go, and you can get them to relax about it, that yes, you can update that thing. Then they go, oh, I get it. And this light bulb goes on. So I'm just kind of a little hint to you that, you know, you can change it.
Well, and I do. I have my business portfolio, and I have all of the marketing information. I just haven't. Okay, so, you know. I'm gonna work on that this week.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's funny. I've done literally hundreds of websites, and you know, the ones that seem to work the best are the ones that went out the quickest. You know, where there was a good study design that went behind it. There was structure. And there was a good team that came together and really just whammed out the requirements and got the content together. And you had it's not often you see it where it all comes together magically. I've had a few of them that did this, in particular, my company website that we have right now was one of those. It was just a perfect development environment. We had all the right people, and it just came together like magic. But more often than not, it's a bit of a convoluted process. But the ones that work better tend to have this quick cycle where the energy just flows, and so it's it was almost spiritual in a way, and I think it is. I think there's a when it's right and you're in the groove, it just flows. But don't be afraid to put less out than more, because you can always add more. But just look at the stuff, the must-haves, and then just get it out there, and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll just work. Yeah. So, but. I will contact you on Facebook. Let's talk about that, because I would like to do a session, because I it's driving me batty, some of the stuff that's going on, especially the voices. Yes, the voices in my head are talking to me. Scary. Yes, they're here. It's okay. What do you do for a living? The voices in my head are talking. No, but I'm actually hearing these guys out there. That's the part that's interesting. But what was really a validator for me was one of them. I was walking outside, and I just this was about a week and a half ago, and I heard a woman yell my name outside, and my mother was behind me, and she's. I turned around, and I looked pretty shocked, and she looked at me, and I said, "Did you hear that?" And she says, "Yes, it was a woman." And I went, "Yes." And then the woman spoke up again and said something, and we didn't quite understand it. Very, very kind of a high-pitched, high-toned voice. And then I realized who it was. It was Anna, our local spirit here. She's buried on the property, an 1800s ghost. And I recognized the voice finally. It was like, because I've heard her before. But she spoke very, very loudly. It was the loudest I've ever heard her. You know, and for my mother to hear it from 150 feet away, she was really belting it out there. So, you know, this stuff does happen. You know, clear audience is a very real thing. And sometimes they can actually even manifest voice. There's something called physical mediumship where they can manifest their voice so anybody can hear it. So, but more often than not, clear audience tends to be kind of in the mind. But you know, my mother is a medium, and so we both heard the same thing. We're looking at each other like, "What? Did you hear that?" "Yeah, I heard that." "Okay, we're both weird." "Oh, cool." There's this woman in the dark talking to us from 50 feet away. So anyway,
yeah. Well, maybe we can talk about you, and then we can talk about my website.
Okay, I could do a trade with you that way. I can help you with some of the structure and stuff and critique it.
That would be lovely.
Okay. Well, hey, you want to stay on because I've got a couple other callers. I'll just leave you on if you want to co-host a little bit with me.
No problem. I'll stay on.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Let's go ahead and bring 757 and then I see the 928. I see your little caution signs are up instead of your bloody hands because Blog Talk is weird. Okay, so I'm going to bring 757. You're on the air. Who are you and
Inga.
Where you're from?
This is Inga from Sweden. Inga.
Hello,
yeah.
Inga. You sound like you're from West Virginia.
Shut up, John.
How did I know
Hi,
that?
Kathy.
Hello,
yeah,
Inga. How are you doing?
Gina's making cat calls.
Oh, no, God. Hello. How are you doing?
Doing good. I just wanted to say, no matter how much training you get from somebody else, so you still have to remember that you are an individual as well as we're all working together, you're still an individual as far as your interest and how you go about accepting things and using them.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the thing is I got such a clear message from obviously a higher guide that just came through and just said, you got to work for it. You've got to grow. You can't just rest on what you're doing here. And I took it seriously. And, I'm just looking for the kind of help I need to, and it's an honest thing. You know, you're honestly looking within and trying to find what works and what doesn't. And test new things and see where it goes. So it's definitely been enlightening. I can say that. And some of the things have been utterly surprising. Much more in the way of spirit sightings too is going on. We're seeing a lot more of that, especially with Dad. Yeah, I mean, all of you know with my dad's condition and all that. We've had a partnership with the spirits here on the property, and they tend to show up. Much more readily now, so we're having a definite increase in sighting them, and I tend to think it's because of my dad's condition is steadily getting a little bit worse at a time, and so I think they're getting us prepared, so we're definitely dealing with that. But sometimes we see the last few nights we've been seeing these white energies just go right down the hall right in front of us. I mean, they just go blip them by. And it's to the point where I don't even comment on it too much. I'll just say, hey, I saw three of them today. What do you see? And she'll tell me. And we'll compare notes, and we're seeing the same things. So,
I agree with Carla as far as really not important to remember the guys' names or even know what they are because they come and go. You know, when we advance, they go and they help other people that need that advancement as well. But we've gone beyond needing their help, so they go and help others. But, no, I don't see it necessary as well not to know their names. It's no big deal. I go by their energy. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just one of these things, guys, that's such a, I tend to categorize and pigeonhole things. So to me, a name's somewhat important. I just, if somebody's going to talk to me, it's like I'm going to ask their name instead of, hey, you. I just want to have something to pin them on them to say, okay, yellow. If that's what you want to call yourself, yellow, cool. I'm good with that. But I got to have something. I don't know. Because I do know they come and go, but I just like to know they have an identity. I mean, because if they're a guide, they obviously have some sense of self on the other side, you know? I mean, would you tend to think, Kathy?
I feel your major guide, though, and I get the feeling he's going to be with you to the very end as your grandfather.
My grandfather, Almada, yeah, he was a damn good neurosurgeon and a very brilliant man. He pioneered a lot of brain surgery techniques that are still used today. I mean, he did a lot of neat stuff in the field, and when I asked for him to come help with Dad, he did come through. In a big way, and Mom started, and I didn't even tell Mom about it, and then she tells me, oh, I'm seeing your grandfather around a lot lately, and I'm going, yeah, I asked for him, and then she goes, oh, well, that's why, but yeah, he is definitely around, and he's really keeping an eye on Dad, and it's been, and I know it's been rough on Grandpa to see this, knowing what Dad's going through, it's just been an adventure. I've learned more about love in the last 4 years with all these events than you could possibly know. So,
and there are those guys that have to or feel that they need an atonement. In other words, they weren't very loving or giving in the living world, our world. So they want to help and try to atone for a lot of that non-caring, though they were in their hearts loving. Outside, they never showed it. So I find a lot of those guides in that regard. Do you, Carla?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And sometimes what I found personally is, although some of my guides have come to help me, they have, because of that atonement, they've not moved on afterwards. And so what's been crucial for me is learning how to send them to the light. Once that I know that we're done, sending them back to the light so that they can be at peace.
Right.
So
yeah, I'm just sensing a lot of these folks have fully crossed to the other side. The ones that are visiting here, we only have a few spirits on the property who are not crossed, and they tend to kind of keep their distance. Anna gets as close as she can. Sometimes she'll visit the studio here when I'm doing the shows, and I'll actually feel her in the studio, and I'll kind of acknowledge her quietly. A few times she's come up and touched me, especially when I've been off the air a long time. She'll come in and kind of greet me and welcome me back. But she just really hasn't crossed, and I've always felt bad about that. But a lot of the ones I'm working with right now are very very evolved, you know. And my grandfather, I tend to agree with you, Kathy. He's definitely a major figure working with me. I actually picked him up on one of my EVP recording sessions, and he was saying, he came through and he says how fascinated he was with what I was doing, and it would be just like him to say that. You know, he's going, this is fascinating stuff, man. So I was like going, yeah, cool. And it's going to be so great to meet him when I get there myself, you know. Probably kind of a neat partnership, a couple of crazy scientists talking together. Then we can start messing with some of my descendants, you know.
But you know, they tend to warn you if there's someone or a spirit of some sort coming through that means you harm. And that's one good thing I like about those constant guides like your grandfather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've, we had a case where Dad got off his oxygen. He's kind of, he thinks he can get off his oxygen, and he's testing himself, and we have to always stay on top of him about it. And he got away, he went out into the den, the back den area, got off his oxygen, and then his oxygen level crashed, and he was about 20 feet from his oxygen supply, and he couldn't get back. And Mom was sitting there, this was about a week and a half ago, and here comes this energy ball come flying right by her. She saw it, and it was she just felt not good, and she jumped up and ran in, and there he was, you know. And she got him picked up and moved out to get back on his oxygen and got him back into up to normal 99% oxygen rate, because he was down to like 87. So they definitely and that's what I mean, because I saw Gina asking about partnership. Ever since this all happened. And I think this happens to other families who have medical stuff going on like what we have. They really settle in and help you. And it's just the neatest thing in the world to know you've got them at your, you know, they're backing you up. And they're doing everything they can to get your attention when you've got a problem going on. And I've seen it so much. I mean, I feel like when this is all over with, you know, one of the things I'm supposed to talk about a lot is and do is write a book about this. Because so much has happened and so many things. So I've been kind of recording things as I can. And it's just going to come all spilling out. And I hope it helps somebody, because what we've been through has just been, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just more amazed at what I'm seeing. And it really is a love story. You know, I mean, you know, when these things happen, people you love who are getting ready to pass, you know, it's great for me to talk to someone who's passed, you know, and do the work I do, and all of you out there who do this. But the process of them going and then having the spirit world come and stand with you and work with you and do all these things, this is really kind of an area I didn't see much on, and I'm living it firsthand, you know, to see them go by, you know, and do everything they can to get your attention. My mother, we had him in the hospital for, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. He was in, and he had a crisis, and we got him in the hospital, and he was there for about a week. And she was sitting there watching TV. She was going to go up to the hospital later. And all of a sudden, this white energy comes flying right by her and flew right into his picture. And she didn't even question it. She jumped in the car, got up there, and he was in trouble. And she stayed with him through the whole thing. So, I mean, they really work with us. And I just am stunned by, you know, that this is not talked more about, you know. I think it's more common than people think.
I think it is. I think it's very common. I think the love is the answer, because a lot of the spirits that don't cross over, like Kathy said, have very loving hearts. And if someone would just love them in their spirit self in return, then it would be easier for them to find their way.
You know, what's funny is I've seen Dad a couple of times out of body, and that's been that was a shocker. I was out working one day, and I think he was kind of testing his wings, if you will, because one time I looked up and there he was, and he was younger. That was the part that got me. I saw him like he was when he was in his 30s, and it was just it wasn't even a look of recognition on his face. I looked up, saw him, and he was gone. And I'm going, what the hell? And I went tearing up to the house because I thought, oh boy, something's happened to him, you know. And he there he was. He was watching TV, and he was kind of a little spacey. And I thought, was he testing the waters? And then he did it again about a week later. And it hasn't happened so much since, but there was a period there where I think he was kind of checking it out. And so I agree with you. I think that from their end, they have to get that confidence to move on, you know, and to know it's okay. Otherwise, they kind of hold on. So, you know,
they do.
Yeah.
But Tony, he was 52 when he passed. But I got an EVP just as clear, and I think you've heard it as well, where he said, "I said, how old are you in heaven now, Tony?" And he said, "I'm 30."
Yeah, it was something. I mean, I've got a picture on my Facebook page of for Father's Day of Dad when he was in his 20s, with a picture of me as a very young toddler, and he's holding me. And so it's about, he looked about like that, like late 20s, early 30s look, and he was just really healthy looking. I mean, it was just the neatest thing.
So
wow, that's all I can say.
So what is it? Is it a Jesus fetish? I'm not a religious person, so is it, you know, because Jesus died when he was 33, is that like a holding age? I don't know.
I just think that it's when they, you know, you're right about your prime right then. Your body feels good. You don't have arthritis as much. You know, you feel you've got all your physical powers. Everything's there. And I just think that that's sort of a norm there. You know, it's like Mia Dolan. A lot of you watch, some of the, she's a British medium, and she's got a neat show that she does. And Mia Dolan's guide is like a 78-year-old guy, and he prefers to come across that way because he likes how it makes him look more wise, I think. You know, so some of these guides are, you know, it's not everybody, but by and large, most of them come through young, but they don't always, you know. Yeah, Gene is right. They can look at any age they want, and
yeah.
You know, and they'll do that. Hey, you guys,
Boy,
we got
I can't
another
wait
call
to get over there.
Ah,
hey,
don't
I want
to be skinny too.
I want to be skinny too.
Oh,
okay,
baby,
now,
you're
don't be talking
good.
Like that. We're not ready for that yet.
No. Yeah, none of that. Well, hey, I'm going to bring 928 on. We'll just keep everybody on here. So
I'm going. Bye.
Oh, no, go,
bye.
Go ahead. I'll go ahead and stay. You can stay.
I'm going to crap with Gina.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to bring 928
bye.
On. Okay. See you later.
Good night, my Kathy.
928. 928, you're on the air, and yes, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, it's been a weird night, but I actually have a very pleasant show. It's just a nice get back into the game show. Not so much readings, just talking stories and games and fun, and it's just good to be back with all you guys.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. I'm glad that you're having a lot of activity and you're handling it very, very well. Are you ready to do a reading? I have a question.
Okay, I feel the need to read. Yeah, Top Gun. The need to read, and then slap the hands. Yeah, let's do this.
Okay,
I'm ready.
Okay,
yeah.
I've had many, many, many confirmations for over a year that I have a very large amount of financial gain coming, and it's a ginormous amount of funds, and I'm totally open. I'm totally game for that. So what do you see in regards to that?
Are you
that?
Still there?
Yeah. And I'm not filling any gold.
I don't think this
gold.
Is going to fall out of the sky in your lap. That's the first thing that just struck me in this. You're talking other people have read for you, and they're saying that you're going to get these funds. Right?
No readers, just a lot of dreams. A lot of dreams.
Okay. The conditions, that's a potential outcome. But have you set the conditions up to create that financial windfall?
Yes.
Oh, so you're working your tail off. You are doing it. And
I've been working for 5 years. Definitely.
What I would say is this, and I think I know why I read this quote today, because I've been doing a lot of quotes on Facebook of late,
okay.
And I found an interesting quote by Thomas Jefferson, and I didn't know why I was so attracted to it. Now I know why, because it was for this reading. And basically what it says is, I found that with all of the hard work I've done, I've had better luck.
And
it was just basically saying, luck is made. It's not just a matter of random chance. You know, you're doing all the hard work. So just my inner sense, the way I'm getting this is that if you've done all the hard work and you're sticking with it and you never give up, you'll succeed. You're going to make that work. And if you're having these dreams, I mean, tell me about these dreams.
Well, I'm not selling any of my gold. I did make a commitment to open myself up to the public and sell my rocks and dinosaur bones and stuff like that. So that it can be because people still need those things. A lot of people still need the tools. We always need the tools, like you said. When we advance through one stage in our life, you know, we just get used to those guides and whatnot, and then we got to meet all new ones. You know, we don't need those ones anymore. They go off and they bless somebody else. So, like, I went through like 2 years of sheer hell. I really did. It was terrible, but I was happy. I looked back and I really was happy, and I had a knowing. And a presence about me all the time that it was okay. It's going to be okay. Not going to be. It is. It's already okay. You know, I went through all those little phases like that. And I pretty much just stay in the mountains or I stay at home and work in my shop. I don't go out. I don't go to see a guru or anything like that. I feel that I was looking for a specific month, in the entirety of my question, I was looking for a specific month, but that's okay. And then
a month. I'm not sure I understand a specific month when this is going to come through.
Yeah.
A specific time.
I have a date. I just I'm just looking for confirmation.
I keep seeing November, but I'm not sure which year. I don't think it's, I'm just going to go with November this year. I'm just getting, I don't have a date, an exact date, but I'm getting the rough time. I keep seeing 11, so November. I'm just trusting the instinct that there's, whatever this is going to be in that time frame. I mean, and what exactly is it you're looking out of this? You're looking for this to come to its there's a big thing that will happen because of this, and that's the marker of success that you have. Is that, you know, what's in your mind?
I'll rephrase the question, please.
Well, what I'm getting is what you define to be success will happen in the November time frame. And that's,
well, the,
you know,
the November 8th date that I was given was for something personal that had to do with a possible mate.
A possible what?
Mate. So a companion, someone to share my life. Yeah,
well,
so that's probably why it's really human of you to pick up on that, but that's not what I wanted to share, but that's okay.
That's fine.
But yeah,
you know, sometimes I get what I get, you know. I mean, I don't control sometimes what they come through with.
I know. That's okay.
I mean, but the business thing, that I'm having trouble with then, because I mean the other day came through so powerfully, and I could not get the exact date, but I mean you had November 8th, but and it's November this year, right? This
mm-hmm.
personal thing of yours, I won't go into it now that I've done. So your happiness then, I will go back to that briefly, is that's a personal happiness thing, right? That's going to be a big thing to you.
Yeah.
You'll find a lot of joy in that. Are you finding joy in the work that you're doing? That would be my very...
Immensely. I mean, everybody thinks I'm crazy. Like, when are you coming to have a cocktail with us? When are you going to go out and ride the quads? Let's go for a walk. I'm like, no, I'm working on the dinosaur bones. You don't understand. And I get very euphoric. That's the word. I get very euphoric. And I have to work at keeping myself grounded. And it's a joy to do that because I'm very grounded by nature. So it's like a free high all day. It's a beautiful job. I created a beautiful job for myself. I love it.
Well, I certainly don't think that I can say this much. I don't feel it's 2011 that this comes to fruition. You know, yeah, the personal thing, yeah, late in the year. But if I had to, it's just such an indistinct thing to me right now. But I'm going to pick March to April, 2012. That the proper things start happening for you, and it starts on really picking up steam from that point on. Is there someone partnered with you? Or is there somebody that's in this with you?
No.
You know, that's coming through? I mean, because I just get another person that's a big part of this.
No.
There's nobody there?
No.
Pardon me. Yeah, who's
John? John, if I can real quick, it's Carla.
Okay, hey, Carla.
What I'm getting is the personal thing will come first, and then... through that partnership, the abundance will come after that.
Okay. Yeah, it's just I'm not able to pick I just threw something on the water there because I keep getting like green and spring. And I just said March, April because that seemed to be the feeling I had was it was springtime that this seemed to come through. But the emotional thing really came through more than anything, and it's the personal happiness. So over and above the business.
I'm a very happy person. I'm a very happy person. Contagiously happy. That's what they tell me.
Well, I'm going to stick to my guns on this. I feel like whatever this you're doing right now, you're doing all the right things, but I think that another person is going to be very instrumental in helping you succeed with that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just have a feeling that oh, I see, you know, Kathy just putting something out for me there. Thank you, Kathy. And I see that. Just a moment. I'm just going to take care of something here. And that's going to happen. And let me see, make sure that everybody's, that's all taken care of. And I'm going to take care of that. Sorry, guys. I just have to take care of something. Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate that. Anyway, what I'm going to get back to is that I really feel you're going to have not so much a business partner, but someone that's going to have a significant impact on this, and they're going to appear later in the year, probably not long after your November thing. So I'm going to say late December into early January, you're going to be dealing with this person. And this business that you're doing, remind me again what this is.
I'm a gemologist and a geologist, and I cut stone. I find all my own rocks. And I have a few vendors that I buy from once a year that come from other countries, of course, because I'm not able to get to other countries right now. So.
Okay. And are you selling to some of like the big? Are you selling to some of the big TV shows? You know that that.
No.
Are you doing anything like that?
No, I sell to vendors of the Tucson Gem Show. I work once a year. I mean, I work every day all year long. You know, and even when I'm out gold prospecting and relaxing and, you know, being in my oneness, I lost my train of thought.
Happens to me all the time.
My cat's just staring at me like, "Why are you talking on the phone so late?"
I will say this: you said Tucson Gem Show, and that's kind of
vendors at the show. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know JTV and all those guys that show up there, and they do
right.
The big buying and all that stuff. Yeah,
right.
That's kind of the sense I get. This and when does Tucson happen? Is that happen in the early part of the year?
It's January, February. I'm booked for 10 days down there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm picking up on, that you're going to have a meeting with someone out of all that that's going to kind of bring some new energy into this and take you in a different direction than you might have done otherwise, and it'll be a good thing. So,
awesome. Yeah,
it's the professional... It's a professional, I wouldn't even say partnership, but it's more collaboration and helping each other kind of thing.
Like,
and that's going to really impact your success.
Like a joint venture type deal?
I think there's going to be some business dealings, but I think it's helping each other and a friendship, a good friendship, more than a partnership, a friendship out of it, and it will benefit you both. So, yeah, that ties in. It ties in real well. And that's what I've been looking for, is because I knew something. There was another person involved beyond the romantic thing. And the romantic thing helps it along. Yeah, you're gonna be smiling, you know, ear to ear. You got a big grin on your face. But it's just this thing that this thing with. And when you said the gems and then you said Tucson, it was like, that's it. You know, because I hear JTV, I buy gems myself. I mean, I love different stones. You know, I've got all kinds of things, and I could talk to you for hours about that out there. But anyway, I'll tell you what, we're getting a little late here. It's 11:13, and we got some other callers. Okay. So I hope that answered everything.
Right.
Okay, my dear.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and I'm getting used to this control here. Let's move on to 920, and then we have a 561. So we're going to keep it to one question each so we can get through to the end of the show. Here we go. And Priestley, feel free to jump in anytime, right? You there, Priestley? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Just let you, okay, so 920, we're going to bring you on. Who? What's your name, 920, and where are you from?
I'm Carrie. I'm actually in the chat room, and I'm in Wisconsin.
Hi. Hello, Carrie. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
You said one question we can ask?
One question.
Okay. I guess I want to pretty much find out where I should be going in life. I feel like I've been stuck for a couple of years now, and I'm a single mom, and I'm not working at the time, and I just feel like there's something out there that I'm supposed to be doing, but I just don't know what direction I should go.
Ooh, you're asking the question that is that has stumped philosophers and plunged nations into war. But I will tell you this: I can't answer that question for you. But what I can do is give you some advice on how to do it. What I do get a feeling of though, is you're talking about a strong sensation, strong feeling in your heart about doing this. I mean, you're really pushing to succeed, right? I mean, you get this inner drive thing going on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't know what, though.
And you're dissatisfied with where you're at right now, right? I mean, that's kind of what's going on. You're feeling like you're not where you should be and all that. That's your inner life force absolutely expressing itself, and that's all of us have that. And you look up and you go, "Is this all there is? Well, this is crap." And you're like, "What do I do with that?" And it's really it really comes down to spending more time with yourself, giving yourself permission to dream big, and then go for it. The big thing would be, and I talked about this on my Facebook page the other day, I did a life list of things that I wanted to do, and I reached out and I came up with the wildest ass things that you couldn't believe. Walk on a volcano, party on an iceberg, see Boston, go on a Caribbean cruise. Every single one of those things I just named to you, I've done. I have walked on an active volcano right next to flowing rivers of lava. I have done that. I don't know a lot of other people that have done that, but I did it, and I damn near got myself killed doing it. But I never forgot it, and I posted some of the pictures on Facebook. Of that whole thing. It was amazing. The point is that I made that list, and even how unreasonable it was, I did it. You know, one of the items on my list was fly a fighter plane. Guess what I did last October? I got in a Chinese-made CJ-6 fighter trainer plane, and I got to fly it and pull multiple G-forces. I actually did that.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is dream big, but put it on paper. And then make a list, and you have every right to go in and change that list to what you want it to be, and to change it, add things to it. Keep adding to it. Don't subtract from it unless, it's something you really don't want to do. But
I've heard that.
Add to that list, and then make, go out and do it, because you're going to find interests, and you're going to find people, and you're going to find things that you want to do that are going to lead you in new directions to your life. And this is what this is the cure for what ails you. Trust me, I've been there and done this, and it will really help you. So I hope that gets you kind of pointed the right way.
No, it does definitely. I guess so. Can you tell me if I'm like on the right path in my life? Like, am I off track or anything? Or
off track because where you're at right now is you're dissatisfied, and your inner soul, your inner being knows that, and that's why you're here, on the show tonight. Is you're dissatisfied. You don't know quite what to do, and you're looking for answers. And you walk in my shop here. Hey, guess what? Join the rest of us. I feel screwed up all the time too.
Right. But I feel like I got off track.
But it's natural to be off track. Let me put it this way: it's a natural function of a sailboat sailing on the ocean to be off track almost all the time. The difference is that the person steering the ship makes course corrections all the time to set themselves in the direction they want to go. So it's a question of, are you going to be correcting the ship to where you want it to go, or is the ship sailing around in circles?
Okay. Well, because I'm like an indigo.
Gotcha there.
right. Well, I'm thinking because I'm like a light worker, and like all the characteristics that they say light workers are, and indigo children, that's what I am. And I'm like all about making peace and things like that. And it's just like, I don't know where all to put it, I guess. So That's pretty much what I want.
All right, then what you do is you make your list, and you make it much more specific. Take a look at the different aspects of light work that are involved. You know, you mentioned indigo children. Go work with them. Go find out more about them and then find out what you like. Take another section of the indigos. Look at auras. You know, look at developing auric energy. I mean, these are things that are immediately coming to mind with you that I do see you doing. Take a look at, you know, aspects of mediumship, like what I'm doing, and look at that. And another aspect that I seem to sense with you is psychology. Take some classes in basic
psychology. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's kind of coming through with you loud and clear, is get some experience with that, because you'll be able to combine all these things into something that will be really neat for you to do. I get you taking about 3 to 5 years to find all of what you want to do, but it's going to be an adventure. But this stuff doesn't happen overnight. It's work, you know. And you're gonna do good at it. You know, that's the sense I get of you.
Wonderful.
I do get you around a school.
Too.
Yeah, I get you around some sort of school, you know, for this.
I'm actually enrolled. Very, very thinking about going back. Very much.
Yeah. Okay. So definitely go back and continue the education stuff, but also there is also a work component with it. So that I do feel that you're going to actually do some kind of work in this, if not directly in the area that you want to go. You'll definitely be nearby it, and it'll expose you to the right people. What you really need is to spend more time around people who are living the lives that they want to and the subjects that you want. And that will really help a lot. So I hope that answers pretty much what you're looking for.
Definitely. It confirms things, so that was very helpful. Definitely.
Yeah,
okay.
Go make that list. That's a number one assignment tonight. Do it tonight.
All right. I'm actually going to start that right now.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Right,
God bless. Bye. Okay.
Hey, John.
Let's see. We
John?
Have. Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
She's in the chat room, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I would invite her to look up this school. It's www.swiha.edu. It's the school that I go to here in Tempe, but it has an online transformational psychology degree, where she can combine her her love for psychology and her spiritual gift at the same time.
Why don't we recommend she get onto Facebook and get to your page too, so that you two can talk.
Okay.
And Carrie Allme says www.swiha.edu. Is that it?
Yeah, www.swiha.edu. And it is the only school of its kind in the country that's eligible for financial aid. It's great for single mothers.
Okay. Well, I hope she heard that. And then definitely, you know, get a hold of Priest. And Carla is also Priestly Marie on Facebook. So, you know, get in contact with her, and you two can talk some more. I'm going to bring 561, our last reading of the night, and then we're going to be able to close up shop and know we did a good job. So here we go. 561, what's your name and where are you from?
Oh, hi, guys. My name's Kim. I was actually just enjoying listening and just receiving some great advice. So I was just kind of listening through my phone to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, it was good to have you on, and you know, glad you're enjoying it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. We'll just put you back on mute, and we'll start to close the show out here. Then, thank you very much. Okay, we have had a nice show. It took a while to get you guys calling in, but by gosh, we got a bunch of in, and a nice, easy night for me to get back into reading a little bit. And that wild fast reading was kind of a nice one. I really liked that one where kind of pressing on her. She was looking for one answer and suddenly found another with, and it was the one before with the gemstones that kind of struck me as being a little more unexpected than the reader would have thought, you know. This, and so, or not the reader, but the sitter, in the mediumship parlance, that is. So sometimes, you know, you have to tease these things out, and they will come to you. And I was really impressed with that. So I just have a strong feeling this. I keep getting JTV with her. I don't know why. I think she's going to meet somebody from a television show. So I really think that's going to happen. Let's see. What do we got? 11:24. I'm going to read off the list of folks who are here. We got Cartl, C-A-R-L-T-L, Carrie Allme, Kathy Stasinekos, Deb Schiller, Eileen S. Frank is here. Frank is a cool guy and a very great intellect, a smart guy. I hope he's on tomorrow. We'll do a show tomorrow night, and we'll do some ovulus work. I'm kind of throwing that out there. I'm baiting him into coming into the show tomorrow. Hope he can make it. Gerber Daisy TM. We got Gina, Holistic Life Designs, and she's a bad girl. We've got Gina Marie. She's awake, and the poor thing, she's probably just holding her eyelids open with props there. And we got Quinny. Oh, I didn't know Quinny was in here. Hi, Quinn. Hey, how you doing, dear? Good to see you. And Quinny was showing pictures on her Facebook of her wonderful farm, similar to mine. I was out mowing today, and I shot some pictures of you know, my efforts, my Herculean efforts, and I posted them up. And then she said how similar the farm, her farm looked. And but I've got 7.2 acres. She's got like 100. And then she's got this great pond, and I'm going, my God, I wish I had a pond like that. So it's really cool. Dan Adams is here. He just popped in. Dan, buddy, where have you been all day? Good to see you. And then I got a new one named Idibium. Okay, good to see you. We're down to the last 3 minutes. Priestley, I just wanted to thank you for coming on.
Oh, I always enjoy being on.
Yeah, well, thank you for co-hosting. Yeah, it's good to have a co-host kind of, you know, rolling in, and I appreciate you popping in with stuff like that. Yeah, the psychology thing and all that, and then just tag-teaming with me. That's always good to have, you know?
Anytime, my friend.
Okay. Well, everybody, we'll go ahead and start to wind it down. I'm going to pop some music on here shortly. It's good to be back. You know, I'm doing the shows as I can, based on what's happening with Dad and all that. And I appreciate your patience with me. I know it's been a tough year for trying to be a regular show, and I haven't been able to be. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the audience for being just friends and understanding what's happening here. So.
Well,
I will do my best. What's that?
I said you are definitely worth the wait. I look forward
well,
to
you,
hearing
Mike.
The show. So.
Okay. Well, I will do my best to keep it to a regular schedule. And when I can't, I'll do my best to let everybody know ahead of time, and then I'll get back the minute I can. So, just thank you all, and thank you, Carla. I appreciate it. I know that's from the heart. So. All right, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio Soul Stream. We're going to sign it off tonight. I think let's do a little bit of Enigma to close it down, and we'll see you guys tomorrow at 8 o'clock Pacific, and thank you so much. Bye now.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
This one's for Gina.
Are you-